Hey, this is Libby spilling all the political tea. Straight politics, no chaser. You know, the go-to for all your political needs. Thank the Bodega Boys, but political. It's millennial politics served piping hot. This episode, I will discuss the attempted demonization of Black women in positions of power. I cannot believe that in the year 2024, I am still shocked and appalled by the antics this country not only condones, but perpetuates. But here I am. And here we are. A few Black women have had their Phyllis Wheatley moment lately. If you don't know who Phyllis Wheatley is, she was a Black poet who stood trial in the late 1700s because white men couldn't fathom that a Black woman could not only read and write, nevertheless, write prolific poems. You heard me right. Recently, it was Claudine Gay and Fannie Willis, but in 2022, it was Supreme Court Justice Jackson. Unfortunately, history always repeats, but Black women always prevail. Regarding Claudine Gay, I get it that sometimes Black women have to cut their losses and protect their peace. But other times, your simple act of being, existing, and thriving in a space is a significant act of rebellion in and of itself. Needless to say, I would have sat right there and made them fire me. F it. According to the AP, Harvard's governing board initially rallied around Gay, saying a review of her scholarly work turned up a few instances of inadequate citation, but no evidence of research misconduct. Then they said, days later, that they found two additional examples of duplicative language without appropriate attribution. The board said Gay would update her dissertation and request corrections. I wish a mofo would say I plagiarized something I wrote in law school or undergrad. I wish they would. They would have to put me under the jail, under the sea, like under the sea. Like the audacity for you to bring up something from decades ago. No one knows what the hell they're doing in law school. I still don't know how to cite. Who know what? I can't. Didn't they say the same thing about our President Biden when he ran for office in 1987, the first time Syracuse tried to say he plagiarized, but in my opinion, misciting is not plagiarism, which is what they're trying to accuse Gay of, that she miscited. Like, be real, like be for real. Then, to top it all off, we find out that the wife of the man that accused Gay of plagiarizing used Wikipedia to plagiarize her damn self. You can't make this shit up. Whenever the GOP and their little minions say something about anyone, know that it's projection. Know that is what they are doing. This is what they do best. They project. If they say there is election rigging and fraud, then they are the ones doing it. They never cease to tell on themselves. Think about that. Then in Georgia, it's always Georgia, we have Fannie Willis, the prosecutor for Trump's election rigging case there. They accused her of having an inappropriate relationship with her employee. And let me check my notes. Spending too much money. And having too much cash on hand. Let's let that one marinate. They tried to prosecute her and everyone around her on the stand, and it didn't work. In the words of Maya Angelou, she still rose. We always do. Since their testimonies, the employee she was accused of having a relationship with resigned, and Trump's lawyers are still fighting her leading the investigation. I wonder why. It seems like Black women are the only ones that can take him down. Fannie Willis in Georgia, Trish James in New York. You can't make this shit up. In 2022, it was Justice Jackson being persecuted and ridiculously questioned for days about her credibility, worth, and work. Watching her recant decades' work of schooling and research for what? To be on your little rinky-dink Supreme Court with rapists and fascists? deep Negro spiritual sigh. Was it even worth it? To sit in front of the world and be ridiculed and dissected is hard enough. But when you know it is simply because of your duality of your race and gender, it's even more disgusting and cruel. And Black women shouldn't have to prevail through that. We're tired of prevailing. All we ever do is prevail and save people. Don't forget the saving. When will someone, anyone, save us? Or better yet, when will we not feel the need to be saved? Questions that need answers. But this country did the same thing to Dr. Christine Ford when she spoke about Justice Kavanaugh raping her. So if they would crucify a Caucasian woman on the stand in front of the world, you know what they would do to a Black woman. And that's not tea, that's coffee served jet black. With that being said, that is all I have for today. No BFFR, no side note, no honorable mention, just the reoccurring question of when will Black women not have to be saved? When will we be safe? At home, at work, in the grocery store, in church? When? Let's marinate on that one. Thank you for listening to my political pontification. If you liked it, loved it, or hated it, tell a friend to tell a friend. And please check out my website, The Political Tea. You can generously donate to my chai latte habit on it.